to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. It is a live program here, folks, Tuesday, the 21st of August, 2007. And, of course, we'll have Bob Chapman with us in just a few moments. And Robbie Noel will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. His program, The Flip Side, can be heard on Republic Broadcasting Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central Time. And you want to tune in for that. Robbie has a certain way of talking a certain way and putting out information his own way. And, of course, his website is eaglesup.com. So we'll be talking to Robbie here in a few moments. Actually, at the bottom of the hour, Bob Chapman in a few moments. That cranked your head around, didn't it, Mr. Producer? Glad you're paying attention today. CNNmoney.com. By the way... CNN did air a news story about George Bush being in Canada with the Prime Minister of Canada and Calderon from Mexico. Of course, Calderon was called away. Why? Because there's a little hurricane hitting the Yucatan Peninsula. I think it's about past there now, but at any rate, it slowed down to a Category 3, I think, when it hit the Yucatan. But George Bush was up there and telling the president of Mexico that, hey, don't worry about anything. If you need some help, America is standing by for you. And that was the story that was on CNN, not why these clowns are up there in Canada and what they're talking about. And I was watching the talking head on CNN. She seemed a little uncomfortable covering the news story. I was watching how many times she blinked her eyes, how she averted the camera gaze. And basically, she knew that she was misreporting the news, that that was not the news story. The news story was the furtherance of the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the global takeover by the internationalist trying to set us up like the European Union. And it was very fascinating to watch little red-haired, blue-eyed babes sitting there batting her eyes trying to put a happy face on a story that she knew she was not reporting correctly. That was not the story of George Bush offering help to Calderon for a hurricane, which is ironic. Gee, George, where were you when Katrina hit? But, I mean, it was just fascinating just to watch that. From CNN Money, job cuts at financial services firms surge. Yeah, well, about 11,040 people lost their jobs since Friday. But don't worry, it's just a little market shakeup. Everything is going to be just fine. Eat your Xanax, buy some more stocks, watch the Fed pump in more money into the stock market. You know, I was looking at a story, and I'll cover that in its entirety after the break here. It's just a short blurb from CNN, but it says a lot. I was reading an old U.S. News and World Report going back to January of last year, talking about pension plans expecting to increase their stake in the hedge funds over the next 3 years. You want to know why a lot of your 401s up and disappeared? Oh, that's right, because they were putting them in hedge funds. Yeah, your money, okay, and the corporation's money, but your money is being put into hedge funds. And where's the fine print on the contract that says that, yeah, it's your money, but we can play with it? You lose? Tough nuts, you know? Tough noogies, as they say in the business. I don't understand it, but the Wall Street Wizard boys, well, they know best. We'll take the break here. Be back on the other side with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster right after this short break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
CNNmoney.com, job cuts at financial services firms surge. There's another surge that isn't working. More than 11,000 layoffs have been announced since just last Friday, according to a consulting firm. And, of course, the culprit, the housing slump, mortgage market troubles blamed. We won't say anything about the hedge funds and loaning. You know, if you could make a mark on a piece of paper, they'd loan you money. Reuters out of New York, a prolonged U.S. housing slump is causing a surge in the number of job losses announced by U.S. financial service companies. Consulting firm Challenger, Gray & Christmas, Inc., said Tuesday, the financial services industry has announced 87,962 job cuts so far this year, 75% more than the total of 50,327 in all of 2006. And I'm assuming here that the job loss last year of 50,000 plus didn't find a job this year. So we're looking at roughly, maybe 140,000 jobs plus since last year. And they say of this year's cuts, 41% related to troubles in the mortgage market, including riskier subprime mortgages. In August alone, there had been 20,957 announced job cuts, including, as I said earlier, 11,040 since Friday. Bob Chapman, this is not the time to be in the financial services market or be a real estate agent?
Well, that's true. Incidentally, I'm having a terrible hard time hearing you. The volume isn't very high.
Okay, we'll pump up the volume down here. Let's see.
Get the volume pumpers to work.
All right, how's that? Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Anyway, no, it's not a good time. And that will spread into the other lending markets as well as just the mortgage originators. I would say that probably 50 to 60% will probably go out of business. And the large mortgage companies, and we're not talking about mom and pop, where they had three people in the office and they took down the sign and they closed up in June or July. We're talking about now 128, I think the figure is I got in front of me here, from the implodometer. And we're fast headed for 200.
Did you call that the implodometer?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's one of the services that I pick up. In fact, they even quoted me the other day, and so it must be a very good sign, of course. But this is going to go on, and it's going to affect all of the people in the construction industry and all the peripheral industries that supply them, and it'll also affect banking. And if we put it all together, that whole group makes up 25% of our workers in America, and it accounted for somewhere between 50 and 63% of the growth over the last 5 years. So, first of all, we know the government is never going to tell us what true unemployment is, and but it's over 13%, and there's a few other economists like myself who ferret out those numbers. We came to the same conclusion individually, and we don't know each other. And those are the real numbers. And those numbers are going to move up into the 17 to 20% level next year. And the government will admit to unemployment of maybe 7% or 8%. And, you know, it's the kind of thing that the public knows what's going on, and eventually they get so disgusted they throw their hands in the air. And a good example of that is a Gallup poll that came out today and said that the figures for congressional approval by Democrats dropped 11 points and by independents 12 points. To bring it down to the level of the Republican approvalists are at, which is 18 or 19%. And when you have numbers that low, you have real serious problems in a society, because those are the kind of things that lead to revolution.
I'm reading your current issue of the International Forecaster. And you were talking about the S&P. Now, I don't know exactly what the market did. I saw a little bit earlier, and they also made another announcement today that the Fed had pumped more liquidity into the stock market. First off, how long can the Fed keep doing this? Now, this is the Federal Reserve. Who is the borrower on this deal? If the Fed Reserve is pumping money into the stock market, what is its backing? In other words, how are they going to make it good? And who exactly are they lending this money to? They're not giving it away.
Well, first of all, they're not going to tell you because it's a secret organization. They'll tell you what they want to tell you. The money is going to banks, and I can assure you that money is going to the 13 banks within the Federal Reserve System and others. And then they lend it out to others. Now, sometimes the Fed will go in and buy directly a product. They just recently went in and bought many millions of dollars worth of subprime mortgages from somebody. Of course, they didn't tell you who it was. And what they're really doing, if you know, part of your question was, can he keep on doing it? And the answer is yes. Now, that's the upside for them. The downside for them is that they are not going to get the money back. And they know that. And when that happens, it's called monetization. And they get some collateral. And in the case that I just mentioned, the collateral was mortgages of very, very dubious value. And probably 25, 30 cents in the dollar. And I know that whoever they bought them from, they paid full price for. And supposedly the person who borrowed the money and gave up that collateral is supposed to come back and 5 or 10 days and buy it back again. Well, don't hold your breath. They'll just forget to tell you that the Fed took them into position. And so the Fed is monetizing the debt is what they're doing. And that is immediately highly inflationary. Inflation that's caused by money and credit goes in through the system and usually doesn't show up for about a year, and sometimes as long as a year and a half. But when you're monetizing, it shows up the next day. And so this is what the Fed's doing, and they do have an endless amount of money and credit because they can create it out of thin air. And so I don't know where they intend to stop, but I do know collectively that all of the central banks who are involved in lending money through the banking system have at this moment lent out something in the vicinity of about $620 billion. And all of those banks that receive that money can lend 8 times that amount. So 8.6 is a 48. That's $4.8 trillion if they choose to. Now, I don't think they're going to do that. But I have an estimate in that publication you have there that I think to clear the mess up, they're going to have to spend $1.3 trillion and maybe more than that.
Well,
how they're doing it.
Yeah,
but it's all going to end up in hyperinflation.
Well, and you said
incidentally,
that, yes,
all of these losses that are taking place by these mortgage companies are going out of business, and the people who are holding the collateralized debt obligations and the asset-backed securities and the commercial paper, of which there's $2.2 trillion and $1.2 trillion, is in CDOs and ABSs, which I just told you what they were. And so we don't know how much further than that is going to go, but these are all losses. And in order to offset those losses, they're pumping this money and credit into the system to neutralize it so they won't have deflation. And they're going to continue to do that as long as they can. But as inflation climbs, people are going to get more disgruntled. The stock market's going to go down. Earnings are going to go down. And sooner or later, the thing will just split asunder. And I figure that they can play this game probably another year or two, maybe 2.5 to 3 years, but that's it.
In the meantime, the supporting factors to this economy is the numbers are going south. The gross domestic product, you can take a look at the numbers. You can look at the numbers of actually employed people in this country. You mentioned something earlier about the housing market and the housing bubble bursting. There is a silver lining to every stormy dark cloud, and that is that the people that took the jobs away from American laborers, and I'm talking specifically about illegals in this country that have moved in and basically took over the construction and the housing market, which you said makes up, when you ferret everything else out, it's about 25% of this economy. Now, having said that, there's going to be a whole lot of people that don't have jobs in this country, and they're going to have to go back to the homeland, meaning Mexico. And I'll be happy to pack them a bag lunch and maybe even give them a gun. Get down there and tell them to straighten out their own mess in Mexico. At any rate, we'll take the break here. We'll do a couple of phone calls, and then we'll bring Robbie Noel up right at the bottom of the hour. This is John Statler on with Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra-long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
We are back. Let me squeeze in a couple of calls here. Henry in Connecticut, you're on with my guest today, Mr. Robert Chapman.
Yes, hi. Hello. Greeting, Mr. Chapman. Can you hear me? Can Mr. Chapman hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear
okay,
you.
Okay, good.
I can hear
okay.
John.
All right. A couple of questions. One is about gold. I noticed, too, again, do they really have some fear they don't want gold to go to 690 or 670? Because, again, it was climbing up again and then knocked down to 650-something again. And was that manipulated or just...
I think it's being manipulated. They hit it 3 times today, and this announcement came out. The Swiss National Bank sold 35 tons of gold during July, probably, and they said they were going to sell gold, but they said that they were going to sell it over the next couple of years. They're expediting their sales, that's for sure. They usually sell about a ton a day when they do that. And so if they're not selling a ton a day and they're selling, several tons a day, then it tells you that they're very anxious to have that gold used to affect the price.
Right.
And all the central banks are captive to the Bank for International Settlements, the Bank of England, and the Federal Reserve, and they all have to do what they tell them to do. And the Swiss are no exception. I wrote a piece this morning about the head of the Swiss Central Bank, and he was, you know, saying how terrible it was that the investment bankers in New York sold as garbage known as CDOs and ABSs, and you know, there's no regulation, there's no transparency, there's no control, and these bankers just get away with what they want to. And then in a meeting with Angela Merkel, and also reflected to some extent with PM from President of France, Sagovsky, they both said that there should be an investigation. Of course, they don't really come out and spell it out. And, you know, this is all part of this game that they're playing here. And it's not only just the sale of bullion, it's the shock factor. And that's why in India, the Middle East, and China, and all the other nations, gold sales are going absolutely crazy. The
right.
ETF, which is the exchange-traded fund in the New York Stock Exchange, just hit another record today. So as fast as these nincompoops sell gold, there's all kinds of people in there buying it. And I think they're very surprised, and gold is held in very well. But they're going to continue to sell until they don't have any more. I'm convinced of that, and I don't think they have much more.
Right. Now, the ETF, you said the ETF hit a record. What is the ETF exactly? What does that monitor?
An ETF is an exchange-traded fund.
Okay.
And I forget the name of it, but I think it's called, the symbol is GLD. It's called I Street something. But anyway, they got 50 tons of bullion or something. And usually institutions get involved in that because they don't want to take delivery of bullion. It's a simple way for them to do it. And the ETF says they're buying the gold. I don't believe them. I think that they are buying gold, but I don't think that they're buying the amounts that they say that they are. I think they're buying contracts. And there's no way to find that out because you can't audit what they've got because fiduciary that's in charge, which is Barclays, and I think it's Hong Kong Shanghai Bank, and they won't let you audit what they have on hand for the gold ETF. So I have not recommended that people do that. I think that people should buy gold and silver coins and take delivery, and if it's suitable for them, then they can get involved in gold and silver shares.
Right.
Other methods I don't recommend, and I don't recommend the ETF or leveraging, which I think is absolutely suicide.
Okay, let me assist you a couple of things. You said about the Swiss and the Swiss banking, and you said they had to do what they're told. Now, you're saying the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England have to do what they're told by whom? By the Bank of International Settlements or Rothschild? You sound like you were saying that there's banks that are above the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England. Who would be telling them what to do? And Goldman and Sachs, who would be telling them?
The Bankers Bank is a BIS, which is a Bank for International Settlements.
Okay. Okay,
and,
so that's the bank.
They do recommend things to
Federal Reserve
banks. But the key banks in the world right now have been so some times the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve. And so essentially, they get on the phone and they tell everybody what to do. And you don't argue.
Yeah, I have one more question.
Henry, just hang on. We'll take that the balance of your question here with Bob Chapman. We'll be bringing up Robbie Noel right after this bottom of the hour break. And when we get back, I'll tell you where gold is up, and it's off about 4% here in the United States, but everybody else is buying. Why that is, we don't know. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. Before we continue here, what I mentioned before the break, the World Gold Council, and these are the people that compile statistics, and this is the Middle East North Africa Financial Network. Saudi Arabia, gold's up, their purchases up 30%. United Arab Emirates, 15%. Egypt, 9%. Turkey, 15%. China, 32%. Russia, 25%. If you look at the U.S., we're minus 4%. If you would, Henry, you had one more part to your question. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to ask him also about the Danish krona, because you talk about Swiss franc bonds. The Danish, in Denmark, their monetary system is not under the euro like Germany and France. How is the Danish krona holding up? I know it's still even the American dollar to this day. If you go to Denmark, you can get the American dollar goes a little longer way, you know, against the krona, compared to the American dollar going against the euro. So is the Danish krona backed by anything at all, or you see that maybe perhaps being in big trouble as well as like the rest of the stuff in Europe, you know, like the euro?
Well, the krona has been strong, but the the real estate market in Denmark is starting to head south, just like it is in Spain and Ireland.
It means getting cheaper.
And that's going to affect things in a big way. And yes, they still do have their own currency, as does Sweden and Norway.
Right.
And I believe that the increase in money and credit they're creating is going to eventually create the same problem that you're seeing throughout Europe, including England and the United States. 18 of the top 20 central banks are increasing money and credit at over 14% rates.
Wow.
And they're included. So the Swiss government is not doing that.
Right. They got better sense.
So I still think that for those who have a lot of money and would want to stay liquid, they would consider the Swiss franc government bond, even though it only yields something on the order of 1 5/8%, because the currency will hold its value and probably will strongly appreciate it against the dollar more than other currencies would, and depreciate less against gold than other major currencies would. And so for those who have that kind of need, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Okay, Henry?
Okay. All right, thanks, John. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. By the way, I wanted to ask you the question about the European economies. The strongest country over there as far as not being laden with debt, what would that be?
Well, probably Germany. Even though their debt is relatively high, they have the strongest economy, and they brought costs down dramatically in the last 2 years, cost of government, and they've managed to keep out a lot of goods and services from Asia, like China, and the only leakage that they've had is into the Middle and Eastern European countries, Romania and the Czech Republic and so on, countries that formerly weren't strong, and now they are. And that has taken some business away. But on the other hand, they're having offshoring, so to speak, in Germany by German companies moving to Poland and other places in Eastern Europe. But I would say Germany's the strongest currency, if it did exist. And I think that Germany and Germans in particular are having some serious thoughts, and have since the inception of the euro, as to its validity. And it's getting worse, because what's happening is that Germany has a very large balance of payment surplus, and that surplus is supporting all of the other nations. The only exception to that is Spain, that their balance of payments deficits got so bad that they sold gold in order to pay it off. And but otherwise, you know, if someone was going to leave the euro, the first candidate would be Germany, because they're acting as a strongman for everybody else. The second candidate would be Italy, for the exact opposite reasons. They're blaming the euro and all their problems. And as we all know, Italy has had perennial problems, and that is they really don't like to work too hard.
Yeah, but they sure do make some great pasta. I have Robbie Noel online with us. Good afternoon, my Rhodesian Ridgeback. How are you?
Good evening. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Oh, Freudian slip there.
By the way, you weren't part of the Michael Vick dog thing, were you?
There's a reason why.
I wouldn't even answer that, Robbie.
Yeah.
I wouldn't dignify that with a response.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what a tragedy.
Coming from a poodle.
Hey, guys, just think about this. You know, here's a guy that came from the ghetto. A couple of years ago, he's rewarded, what, $120 or $130 million contract. Now the guy has to plead next Monday to a federal charges on dogfighting, and this boy just kissed his career goodbye and all that money. Now that's a tragedy.
I think it could be better described as stupidity.
Well, sure.
I mean, you know, who in their right mind, with that kind of future and that kind of income, would do anything so stupid? I mean, can he really be that dumb?
As I said before on this program, and some might take this as a racial slur, but it has to do with cultural problems we've had in this country. In other words, people not really assimilating into the general culture across the board. I said that you could take the Michael Vick out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of Michael Vick. And a lot of this stuff that the dog fighting and the cock fighting and all this other stuff, it's a lot of gang related activity, drug money, you name it. It's the underworld out there, and Michael Vick was caught up in it. But as I said before, you can take the man out of the ghetto, but you know, unless you make a clean cut with your past, you're going to keep repeating the same mistakes. And this one just cost him over $100 million. Now that
well,
that's,
you know, John, that was the same as the immigrants that came from Europe, starting particularly in the late 1880s, all the way, I would say, into the late 1950s. They were exposed to the same ghettoized conditions, and many of them got entrapped and went to jail for whatever, but most of them came out. Unfortunately, for black people, most of them are not coming out, and the reason why is that they sure don't get any help at home. Usually, the mother and father work very long hours.
If there is a mother and father.
Yeah, if there is, and they don't get any help. I was talking to a teacher the other day, and they were talking about moving kids from one school to another. And what happens is that these black children all have the same basic problem, and they can't shake it. And you're right, it's part of their culture.
That's why dogs bark at black people.
I'm not going to dignify that with a response. At any rate, let's move on here.
It's a truism, you know. People don't want to accept the fact, but they do. I mean, it's a reality. Welcome to the real world.
Well, and I've made this statement on air before, and folks, don't...
It's not a racist statement.
Yeah,
it's dogs sense different humans, different ethnicities. They do. I mean, it's just a fact of life.
Help me, Robbie. I'm trying to get out of this.
Yeah, I know. what happens?
I've said on the air before, and this is supposed to be a truth network, and we speak openly and frankly. And I've never yet had anybody argue this point with me, and I don't care what their ethnic persuasion is. But I've said this before in this country. And it's evidenced by the fact that the majority of black voters are Democrats, which the Democrats have adopted the communistic or socialistic way. And, of course, the FedGov was there to help everybody out with their various programs that never work. It's like a Band-Aid. You can keep the dirt out, but it's got to heal by itself. Well, we've had festering wounds that keep being, culturally speaking, they keep getting reopened in this country, and there's really no advancement. And if somebody wants to get out of the ghettos, by God, they will get out. But that's that cultural phenomenon we're talking about, and it is a trap. For all the claptrap, if I can mix my metaphors here, all the claptrap I've seen out of Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton, I mean, absolutely no good has come out of these people to the black communities or the black population. But the good news is for the blacks is now they have somebody to pick on. Now they're fighting with the illegals in this country. So it's kind of been shifted around, but it's still no better off. And it always fascinated me, going back through this culture and this country's history, about blacks and how they made inroads. We're talking about people that were creative, scientists, inventors, researchers, college professors, you name it, and then all of a sudden something culturally happened in this country when they were just set to assimilate into the culture and make great headway. All of a sudden something happened. Now here we are in 2007, And the greatest thing that we can see is, hey, dog, you know, get paid. And this is part of our subculture here in America, and it's spread out across America. We're going to the lowest common denominator in this country, and it's now a cultural phenomenon. Now, go figure that one out. Well, we have dropout rates. 30% of the kids are graduating into Detroit schools. It's a phenomenon that's happening across the country. But nobody seems...
Yeah, but among the minorities, they're only graduating 40 to 45%.
That is true. And it's a situation that nobody wants to address. Nobody really wants to talk about it. We're supposedly in a service sector society now, but where are the brains coming from? Where is the replacement labor into these markets? They're coming from India. They're coming from Japan. They're coming from the Philippines, or they're coming from wherever. We are not building the base of knowledgeable and educated people in this country to fill the job slots. And how much easier is it to go out and shop labor from another country that is paying half or maybe a third of what they should be paid? I mean, you want to talk about a cure for poverty. Money is a cure for poverty. Education is a cure for poverty. And you can make... Go ahead, Robbie.
No. I mean, it's the philosophy of a victimhood. Lack of ability to achieve anything in life is immediately blamed on, obviously, because you're a victim, because you're some minority class who 200 years ago you suffered great injustices, and you use that as your crutch to justify your failure and your inability to achieve anything in life. It's easy to be a victim. And we have become a society consumed with victimology. Everybody's a victim of this and a victim of that. This is a typical argument that, I mean, even white guys use a stupid argument all the time, including current crop of politicians in Washington. They are a victim of this and they're a victim of that. That's why things have failed. You know, so victimology is, in my opinion, the cause of it. And you see this emanating out of Robert Mugabe still, after being in power for over 20 years, blaming his inability of running what was a first world country, driving it into fourth world status, forget third world status, and he still uses the crutch of European colonialism as being the reason for his current woes. I mean,
you and I both lived there for a long time.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you something. It was a wonderful place to live 35 years ago. And everything worked, and it was paradise.
Let me ask you guys something, because you did live there. And it was markedly different, as you said, 30, 35 years ago. Was there a class of people that were being suppressed down there? Was it a blatantly racist country? Or did all the people benefit by what was going on there 35 years ago?
Sure they
were.
Well,
I encountered no racism. In fact, there was more racism by the Brits against the Greeks than anything that I saw. Did you notice that, Robbie?
Oh, sure. You got to understand something, John. Back in that time, believe it or not, the charge of racism was the product of America. It wasn't the product of what was happening in Africa. People functioned, lived together. There wasn't a blatant black-white divide in Rhodesia. Everybody had maids or houseboys that lived on site, that became part and parcel of the family, as anybody who lives with you for any extended period of time does. There was no animus per se between the races. In a period of 100 years, the life expectancy of blacks had increased from 30 which was the average, where it is, by the way, back to now, the average life expectancy of a black in Africa is 30 years old. By the time Ian Smith left power, the the average life expectancy of a black was up to about 65 years old, pretty much the same as it is in America today, because of hygiene habits.
Well, and of course, what we see now today in this country with Detroit, I mean, guys, I don't know if you've been to Detroit, but it looks like somebody dropped a bomb on that city. And
Detroit's starting to look like Zimbabwe. Hello, what's the connection here?
Yeah, and how this happened is after World War II, we had this new phenomenon. We were building suburbs, making tract homes. We had the white flight, as they called it, out of the major cities, which depressed the economies of the city. Your property values went down. And these people did not have the ability to make that move as well. So you have unusually high concentrations of blacks in major cities across the United States, and everybody sits around and scratches their head and goes, well, we don't know what happened. We don't have a clue as to what happened. What happened is they didn't make the move with everybody else, is what happened. And the reasons why they couldn't or didn't are pretty apparent. All right, we went down that rabbit hole. When we get back, we'll continue with the calls with my guest today, Bob Chapman, and, of course, Mr. Robbie Noel, right after this.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Back. Robbie, you'll be glad to hear this. we've actually got our Time Warner people in here, and I'm Robbie, you still there? There
yeah,
you are.
Sorry.
Okay, all right. We may lose you on Skype here. I'm not quite sure. But the good news is, Robbie, all the internet problems that this network has suffered over the last 6 months, we're having a trench dug and fiber optics run into this network. So the pipeline will be bigger and faster than ever with no internet drops ever. So that is good news. I mean, we've been struggling with this issue for a number of months here. And, of course, Time Warner finally came out the other day and said that, oh, well, here's your problem. Every time we check your servers, you're up and running, you're green. But there was so much information, and this is ironic, our archives, mega downloads every single day, was bottlenecking the thing and freezing up the routers and everything else, but it showed green. But they just made the admission the other day, oh, well, you don't have enough bandwidth, so we've got to run fiber optics into this place. You know, it is the 21st century, and fiber optics have been around, what, 40 years? So we're coming up to the 21st century here at the network. So I know you'd be glad to hear that, and all you people out there that have been frustrated with all the drops that you've been experiencing, no more frustration than I myself have been having. So the problem is identified. It's being fixed. So this is going to be it on internet problems or downloading archives or anything else for you folks out there. So that is good news. It's expensive, but the information must flow uninterrupted. Let's go to Tony in Tennessee. Thanks for holding all this time, Tony.
That's fine, John. I enjoyed your conversation on Michael Vick. That is an interesting subject, you know.
It is. I mean, we
this guy lost probably $100 million plus his endorsements.
There you go.
When you think about it, this guy was making probably $2 to $3 million a month.
Yeah, all in all, this is probably going to cost him probably well over $200 million, and that's from a guy that had an athletic ability and played a kid's game. Not bad.
Yeah, right.
Not a bad payday.
And you know, they'll never welcome him back into a stadium again. They'll boo him out of the stadium because people love their dogs.
Well, and they're already talking about this, about, you know, he needs to make amends and he's got to give large amounts of monies to all the animal protection people out there. You know, once this thing is done, it's done. And he can be as contrite as he wants to and apologize all over the place. But I'll tell you how a lot of people are looking at this is, here was a kid that had the world literally on a platter placed in front of him, and he was too stupid or arrogant to take advantage of it and give up the old ways. That's the bottom line.
Well, you know, it's like they say, you can take the man out of the ghetto, but you never get the ghetto out of the man.
And that is a shame.
And, you know, you watch, I do a lot of channel surfing at night, and you watch this show called Cribs, and they got these gangster rappers on there with multi-million dollar mansions. I have no idea where they get all their money, because I wouldn't buy the rap music. And they got Bentleys.
But a lot of white kids across America just absolutely love it.
I know, and they got their baseball cap on sideways. Well, you know, back when I was a kid growing up, when you watch Gomer Pyle and stuff like that, all the idiots wore their caps sideways.
Golly! Hey, yeah. We'll take the break here. I'll hold you over. Hour two coming up. Folks, we went down a different rabbit hole on this edition of the National Intel Report with Bob Chapman and Robbie Noel, but we'll get on the financial tracks again. It's kind of a pleasant change, to be honest with you. But at any rate, we'll take the top of the hour break. Be back in about a minute and a half. Don't you dare go away. We'll be right back.
And more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America.